So we're continuing here in Perikol Godol on Dafayim Gimel Amid Beis. And if you see a tosis on the side that says Vitzarch Li'etzim, you move across into the Gemara, you have a statement here of Omar Rabbi Abba. That's on Dafayim Gimel Amid Beis. Om Rabbi Abba HaChofer Guma B'Shabbos V'Eino Tzorech Elo Li'Afra Potra Le. Now what does this mean? So where is he digging this hole, this Guma? If he's digging it in the bias, then you might call it Melechas Bona. If he's building it out in the field, you might call it Meleches Choresh. Because obviously if you have a hole in the ground in the house, you can put up a pillar there. If you have a hole in the ground in the field, you can seed the field. But this individual has no need for the Guma itself. He only needs the offer. Rashi says why he needs the offer. Rashi gives an example. And the Gemara says the following. L'chora, this should depend upon the machlokus between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. This is a classical case where he doesn't need the malacha, he doesn't need the guma. He just needs the offer. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it should certainly be chayav. So Rabbi Abba points out that there's another reason why he's potter. A reason which even Rabbi Yehuda can accept. He says, "Afilu Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Malach Shein Tzricho Legufa Chayav Alei, Hani Mili Mesakein, Hai Mekalkelhu." So if you dig a hole in the ground in your house, that's called kilkel abayis. And if you dig a hole out in the field, that's a kilkel to the field. So mimonafshach, as far as Melechas Bona is concerned, it's mekalkel. As far as Melechas Choresh is concerned, it's also a mekalkel. And therefore, even though Rabbi Yehuda's mechayev in Melechas Shein Tzricho Legufa, nevertheless here, he would be moda that you potter because it's a kilkul. Rashi tells us that Rabbi Yehuda, the source of Rabbi Yehuda, in Melacha Shein Tzricho Legufa Chayav, is a Mishnah in Perek HaMatznia with regard to Motzi Es HaMes. And there also, he doesn't need the mess in a particular place. He's just trying to get it out of the house. And therefore he doesn't need the guf ha-malacha. Again, Yonatan, I need my original copy. Oh, I'm sorry. Fine. Thank you so much. So I have one more copy of the Mar Makomos if anybody wants. Gedalia, you got already? If not, you can take this. And that's called a Malacha Sheina Tzricha Legufa. Now the flip side of Malacha Sheina Tzricha Legufa obviously is Malacha Tzricha Legufa, and that's the case that Rabbi Shimon says Yechayev. And what we want to spend some time on today is trying to figure out what constitutes Tzricha Legufa and what's Eina Tzricha Legufa. So we'll begin with the Rambam. The Rambam actually paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, Perek Aleph, Mehilcha Shabbos Halacha Zayin. But I think if we read the Rambam carefully, we can get a definition of Tzricha Legufa and Eino Tzricha Legufa. Kol Ha'osem Halacha B'Shabbos, Afal Pisha Eino Tzarech Legufa Shel Malacha, Chayev Aleha, Ketzad. The Rambam now is going to give us examples from Meleches Kibui in this case, of a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. And the Rambam says the following: Hare shekava es haner mipnei. Now watch what's going on here. Did he have kavana for kibui? Yes, he did, because the Rambam says he did it for whatever reason. The Rambam is going to give us a long list of reasons why he extinguished the candle. But it wasn't that he was doing one thing and something else happened. He definitely had kavana for what? For kibbutz. And the Rambam is going to spell that out in a minute. But what was his purpose in extinguishing the ner? And therefore it's malach shein etzrich leguf, which the Rambam says yechayev. Number one, he gives the example of mipnei shu tzarech l'shemen, right? The oil is getting burnt up, is consumed, so he wants to save the oil. Ola psila, the wick itself is getting used up, kadei shlo ye'abed, it shouldn't go up in smoke. Oh, perhaps this fire is dangerous, kadei shlo yisarev. Oh, kadei shlo yivka, cheres shel ner, right? The ner is a receptacle that's made of earthenware in this case, and it gets too hot and then it cracks. So in all these cases, he's trying to save himself a loss, whether it's the loss of the oil, the loss of the wick, the loss of perhaps anything that's flammable that's in close proximity. The loss of the keli itself, right? The keli, the receptacle that's holding it. And in all these cases, the Rambam says he's not interested in the kibui. The kibui per se doesn't interest him. The eino tzarech legufa shel hamalacha. He doesn't need the gufa shel malacha. The gufa shel malacha is kibui. And the Rambam says he's chayev. Why? Number one, kibui is a malacha, and number two, he was miskaving lechavos. The afal pisha eino tzarech legufa kibui. He doesn't need to extinguish the candle. V'lo kava el mipnei hashemen mipnei acheres mipnei apsila hareze chayav. So basically, we can reduce the issue of tzricha legufa or eino tzricha legufa to the following question: does he need the malach itself? Does he need the gufa malach? When a person has a house, sometimes it's good to have light in the house, and sometimes you need darkness in the house. And you have a candle, so if you light the candle, that's called leches mavir. You want to light the house. If you want darkness in the house, then you want kibui. But the Rambam says he's not interested in darkening the house. He's not interested in afela v'chashecha. He's interested in saving the shemen, the psila, or the cheres. So the Rambam says that's called the malacha shein etzricha legufa, and he's chayev. Why? Because he had kavana for the malacha. Did he have kavana for the gufa malacha? Says the Rambam, he doesn't need the gufa malacha. But nevertheless, did he intend to do that malacha? In other words, let's look at the ma'isa malacha of kibui. He had intention to do the ma'isa malacha of kibui. Did he have a tzorech in the kibui itself? In the gufa shel malachas kibui? The answer is no. He had no tzorech for the gufa shel malachas kibui. Let's say, for example, he wants to darken his house. Let's say, for example, he wants to have a relationship with his wife and he needs to put out the candle. So in such a case, he would be chayav. And that would be a tzricha legufa case that even Rav Shimon would agree to. Where does Rav Shimon disagree? Where he doesn't need the darkness, he doesn't need the kibui, he's not interested in kibui aner, the guf ha-malacha doesn't interest him. Again, he wants the kibui, but for a totally different reason. Not because he needs the kibui, but rather because he has to save something. If he can save it without darkening the house, that would be fine for him. He has no need to darken the house. And if he doesn't have any need to darken the house, then it's eino tzricha leguf malechas kibui. The guf malechas kibui is to darken the house. let's leave the Rambam for a moment on the side, because I want to study with you Tosus, and Tosus is going to introduce an entirely different element into the equation in order to explain what Malacha Sheina Tzricha Legufa is all about. And this Tosus is on Daf Tzadi Dalid Amud Aleph. So let's see if we can get out the Tosus here. And this is Divar HaMaskil Rabbi Shimon Poter. This is what I call a world-class Tosus, meaning in the world of Masechta Shabbos, this is a doozy, this is a whopper. You can't learn Tosus in Masechta Shabbos, I'm talking about Shitas HaTosus, without learning this Tosus. And Tosus, in the name of the Re, defines Melacha Tzricha Legufa. And what's Melacha Sheina Tzricha Legufa? Says Tosfos Nir Le'Ri, the Melacha Sheina Tzricha Legufa Kari, it's called something that Kishosa Melacha. Now watch this. V'ein Tzorach Li Oso Tzorach Ke'ein Shahayu Tzrichim La B'Mishkan Elu Le'inyan Acher.
They never used to use it in the Mishkan at all.
It wasn't used for that purpose.
Right, in other words, the Mishkan, says the Rambam, is going to be our barometer as to whether it's Tzricha Leguf or not. And the Rambam, Tosus now is going to go through many different examples of many different malachas. And in each case, Tosus is going to tell you what was the tzorech in the Mishkan. And if so-and-so on a particular Shabbos violates a Malacha Shabbos for that tzorech, for the same tzorech that they had in the Mishkan, that's called Malacha Tzricha Legufa, and Reb Shimon says Yechayev. When does Reb Shimon say Yepatur? When Ploni Almoni did the Malacha on a particular Shabbos, but he didn't have in mind the tzorech that they had in the Mishkan. Do you see where Mishkan plays a major role here? Because Tosus is now going to go through an entire Seker here, you know, he's going to analyze every malacha one by one and try to figure out what was the tzorech that they needed that malacha in the Mishkan. His need, in the case of Eino Tzricha Legufa, is le'inyan acher, not for the tzorech of the Mishkan. It doesn't size up to the tzorech of the Mishkan. Mishkan becomes your paradigm to define what a tzorech is. And he didn't have that tzorech in mind. So let's go through some of the examples. Tosus says, Otsas HaMes, this is on line 3 in the Tosus, if he takes out the mess, so that's Meleches Otsa, but Ein Otsarech LeMes, he has no need to relocate the mess. At this point, he's only interested in what? In getting the mess out of here. Where the mess lands is not his interest. Again, if he's bringing the mess to a specific place for kvura purposes, then it sizes up to the Mishkan, because the Mishkan, when they took chafatzim and they brought it from one rishus, they carried it to another rishus, so you tzrichim lachafatzim sheotziyo. Somebody on the other side, on the receiving end, or he himself, needed the object to be brought into that place. So the tzorech of Meleches Hotza, based on Mishkan, is l'tzorech ha-chefet shemotzi. But here in the case of Hotza HaMes, his tzorech is not for the chefet ha-motzi. He wants to clear his house of the mess. He doesn't need to be motzi the mess. He has no need in the location of the mess. But when I have to locate an object, like they did in the Mishkan, they took the chafatzim, let's say they took the krushim from one agola into the other agola, or from the machne shechina to the machne leviyah, they were relocating the krushim, then the tzorech of Meleches Otsa was for that chafetz. Now he goes on to Meleches Tzeda. He gives the case of Meleches Shein Tzricha Legufa and Tzeda is nachash, tzad nachash, Why? What's his tzarich shelo yishachenu? He shouldn't have any problems with this nachash. Aval eino tzarich es hanachash. He doesn't have any need for the nachash itself. So once again, the nachash now in Seda becomes like the chayfetz in Hotzah. The Mishkan, hayutzrichim letachash, shulachilazah. They needed this object that they captured. So again, the malach was done with tzarich that object. And in the case of Hotzah, the Hotzah was done for those chafatzim. The chafatzim for which Tzeda was done is Tachash and Chilazon. Here, he's only trying to save himself from the Nechshicha of the Nachash. Now we get to the case of Meleches Binyan. And he says, what's Melech Shein Tzrich Legufa Meleches Binyan? That's going to be the case of Mafis Mursa. What interests him? He wants to get the Lecha out. And you want to be Mechayvim for Leches Bona because he created a Pesach. But V'eino Omeid Lahachnis Avir Ulahotzi Lecha Tomid. He's not interested in creating a Pesach. He just wants to get rid of the Lecha that's bothering him. Amazikoso. The Aval Pisha Nasa Pesach Gomur, even if he does it in a way, his hafasa is such that it creates a Pesach, which has now lahachnis ulahotzi, v'uroi lahachnis ulahotzi, but imlo imhayetzore, right, if it, what would have made it into a malach atzuch guhu imhayetzore, mikomakom, he doesn't need it, and therefore his maleches Hafasa is not a meleches psicha, psichas Pesach, because psichas Pesach would mean that he wants the Pesach. Here he only wants to get the Lecha out. Then he goes on to Netilas Neshama, and he says that in the Mishkan, they would kill the animal in order to obtain its hides. But here, he's only killing the animal in order to protect him from the Hezek. Then he gets the Chofer Guma. So in the Mishkan, Chofer Guma was done for the sake of the Guma. The Mishkan are Yitzrichim le Guma. So the Chefetz here is the Guma. Linot Spa Ole Davar Acher. And here he doesn't need the Guma, and therefore it's a Malach Shein Yitzrichim le Guma. Bekitzer, what goes on and on here is that in every Malach we have to define what's the Chefetz that you need to, in a sense, improve upon. And that's going to be defined by Mishkan. If you skip a few lines, he gets now to the case of Meleches Kibui. And he says that in the case of Kibui, what need was there in Kibui? What was the chefetz which was being improved upon, where the tikkun was the object of his and the purpose of his malachus? So the Mishkan, he says, b'mishkan lo haya kibui ela lasos pchamim b'kibui zeh. So in order to create a tzricha legufa, meleches kibui, we need, says Tosus, that he has a tzorech ba'asiyas pchamim. And that pecham he's going to use for a future havara, for a future burning. But here, Chasal Aner, Chasal Shemen al Apsila, he's not interested in creating a pecham, he's just trying to save and spare himself the loss of Shemen. That makes it into Malach HaShen Etzricha Legufa. But what would make it, what would qualify according to Tosus in Meleches Kibui as Etzricha Legufa? What would be Dumya de Mishkan? Everybody, it would be Lasos Pchamim. Now let's go back to the Rambam. Does the Rambam mention anything about lasos pchamim? In fact, the word pchamim doesn't appear in the Rambam at all. The Rambam just says that he needs to be tzricha leguf hamalachim, and he needs the meleches kibui. The Rambam doesn't tell you that he needs it for the sake of pchamim. The Rambam doesn't talk about Mishkan and what was the tzorech and what was the object of the Mishkan. The Rambam basically says that why is Litzarch Hashem and Litzarch Apsil. Why is that called Ein Tzrich LeGufa? Because he doesn't need the Melecha Es Kibui. He's only trying to spare something and save something from the fire, but he doesn't need the extinguishing of the fire. It's not something that he needs. You extinguish a fire for the purpose of darkness, because the candle is giving light. He doesn't need the darkness. He's not interested in the darkness. That makes it into a Malach Shein Tzrich LeGufa.
Still, he's higher.
The Rambam holds the Yechayev like Rabbi Yehuda, but again, Rabosa, you're not following me. Our analysis here today is not whether Yechayev or Yepater. What we're trying to analyze today is what is Tzricha LeGufa and what is Eina Tzricha LeGufa. Tosfos' Shita is that what's Tzricha LeGufa, what's Eina Tzricha LeGufa? It means do you need the Tzorach of that object that was done in the Mishkan? The Rambam doesn't know of such a thing. The Rambam asks one question only: do you need the Malacha? Do you need the Melech Es Kibui? Tosfos says that's not enough. That doesn't make it a Tzricha LeGufa because you need the Melech Es Kibui. Tosfos says that you have to need the Melech Es Kibui on the object that they needed the Melech Es Kibui in the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, when they did the Melech Es Kibui, what object did they need to create? Correct, the Pchamim. In Tosfos' frame of reference, every single Melacha is going to require of us, from Rav Shimon's point of view again, to define what was the tzorach in the Mishkan, what chafetz are you improving upon? Because every malach in the Mishkan had a goal of improving a chafetz. And if you're not interested in the goal of improving that chafetz, then it's called Eina Tzricha LeGufa. So the word gufa, according to Tosfos, doesn't mean the guf ha-malacha. Tosfos holds gufa means the guf ha-chefet sha-yitzarech bo b'mishkan. Whereas the Rambam understands that to get a malacha tzricha l'gufa, you need the gufa shal-malacha. Every malacha has to be necessary. If the malacha is not necessary, it's just under these circumstances, in order to achieve my goal, I implement that malacha, but the malacha per se doesn't interest me, the Rambam holds that that's called an Eina Tzricha l'gufa. As long as it's, I'm sorry, what did I just say? Maybe I didn't say it right. As long as it's, he needs the malacha itself, not for the sake of some external purpose that he wants to achieve, that's called Tzricha LeGufa. When does it become Eina Tzricha LeGufa? Says the Rambam, when he doesn't need the malacha LeGufa. The Rambam is not asking questions about what chefetz I have to generate and I have to create, and where my tikkun is. The Rambam is asking about the malacha itself. Do I need the malacha? Do I not need the malacha? Yeah. I want to show you the Rambam when he gets the malacha's kibui. Let's see. I'm saying it in a funny sort of way, just for drama purposes. How many times does the Rambam use the word pchamim when he defines malacha's kibui? Let's open it up to Perek Yud Beis Halacha Beis. And let's see how many times over and over again the Rambam mentions the word pchamim. The Rambam says the following. Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis. Hamechabe kol shu chayev. Echad hamechabe es haner, v'echad hamechabe es hagacheles, shaleitz. The Rambam mentioned the word pchamim? No, the Rambam's not interested in pchamim. The Rambam just wants to know that he's interested in Mechabe, meaning in Guf HaMalacha of Kibui, according to Rav Shimon, in order to make it into a Malacha HaTzricha LeGufa. The Rambam paskins like whom? Like Rabbi Yehuda, I don't need a Malacha HaTzricha LeGufa. And therefore the Rambam says, even if he doesn't need the Guf HaKibui, the Malacha's Kibui is not interesting, it doesn't interest him at all. The Rambam says you're going to be Chayav. And what makes it into a Malacha Shein HaTzricha LeGufa? He doesn't need the Kibui. He's only trying to salvage his Shemen, his Psila, and his cheres.
Rabbi, is it right to say that the real machlokas between Tosfos and Rambam is whether the melacha shena tzricha legufa is objective or subjective? So Tosfos is saying there's an objective tzorech legufa, and that's whatever the objective one is, whatever was done in the Mishkan. That's the objective kibbutz.
Again, both
the Rambam, it's subjective, whatever need it for.
Both according to Tosfos and the Rambam, everything here is subjective. The question is, when you need tzorech, What gives you the definition of tzorech?
It's an objective or subjective.
No. No, everybody agrees that the tzorech is the malach itself. The malach itself. Tosis is saying that in addition to the malach itself, which is objective, Tosis says I also have to add the tzorech of the chafetz in the Mishkan. And now he doesn't need that. According to the Rambam, it doesn't matter whether he needs it or not. The Rambam is going to say that he doesn't need the malach itself. That's purely subjective. Tosa says, again on a subjective level, he doesn't need the malach the way it was done in the Mishkan. Everybody's agreeing that malach Hashem tzricha l'gufa depends upon his particular need. And it's all subjective. But the question is, what's l'tzorech? The Rambam says l'tzorech gufa shel malach. And Tosfos says, "Litzorech hachefetz sha'olav naseis hamalacha b'mishkan."
So we don't. That's the machlokes. So we don't care about your subjective use. That's what Tosfos is saying.
Again, Kedai, you're going to take us off the right path because the whole machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the whole issue of tzrich legufa or ain't tzrich legufa, is what does he need it for? That's what I call subjective. So the Rambam and Tosfos are not going to argue about that.
Tosfos is arguing. He's
no.
Saying, I don't care what you
Tosfos is saying that everything depends upon what you need it for. Are you capturing this animal like Melechus Seder for the sake of the animal, or you're not interested in the animal? That's purely subjective.
That's objective.
Why is that objective?
The component is
there may be an objective component. Even according to the Rambam, there's an objective component. Nobody denies that there's an objective component over here. But the Rambam is talking about the Maisa Malacha. According to Tosis, the emphasis of the objective is on the Chefetz Shebo Naseis Maisa Malacha. But everybody agrees that Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is subjective. Everybody agrees that we have to ask him what was he interested in? What was his goal? That's purely subjective. You can have two people digging the same hole. One person needs the hole, the other person doesn't need the hole. You can have two people who are extinguishing a candle. One needs to extinguish the candle, the other doesn't. He's only trying to save the wicks. Both are doing the same objective malacha. One is called Eina Tzricha L'Gufa, the other is called Tzricha L'Gufa. That's not relevant to us, Rabbi Olsay. If you're going to use terms of objective and subjective, I think you're going to get yourself really, really badly messed up in. Because you won't begin to understand the machlokes between Rambam and Tosfos. The machlokes between Rambam and Tosfos is not about objective and subjective. Everybody agrees that tzricha l'gufa means what is your need. And Reuven is not like Shimon, and Shimon is not like Levi. Now you have to ask, what's considered litzorech? Here we have a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos. So Rambam looks at the malacha and he wants to know if you need the malacha. Tosfos says, forget about the malacha. I want to go back to the Mishkan and I have to ask, what was the object on which the malacha was done in the Mishkan? And do you have any tzorech in being masaking that malacha? Again, it's subjective. So two people did the same action. One took the nachash because he wants to skin the nachash and he needs the hides of the nachash. He's creating a belt that's made of snake skin. That's called malach atzricha l'gufa. The other guy is capturing the nachash because he wants to save himself and protect himself from the neshichas nachash. That's called ein atzricha l'gufa. Two people are doing the same action. Each one has a different goal in mind. Each one is motivated by a different purpose. One is a tzrich l'gufa, one is ain't a tzrich l'gufa. That's not an issue here between the Rambam and Tosfos. The issue between the Rambam and Tosfos is what makes it litzorech. According to Rambam, what makes it litzorech is that you need the malacha. This maisa, do you need it itself? Do you need the kibui? Kibui means to extinguish a light, to put out lights. Do you need to put out the light?
Yes, because I need the shadow.
Oh, so the Rambam says that's called Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. I don't need to put out the light. The darkness that's created by this kibui, says the Rambam, doesn't interest me. That makes it Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. The Rambam holds like Rabbi Yehuda that you chayiv anyway. But when would Rabbi Shimon say you're potter? Because you don't need to be mechaber the ner. Again, in this particular circumstance, the only way I can protect my shemen is because I have to do the kibui. Tosfos says a whole different shtickel Torah. Tosfos says, let's go back to the Mishkan. What was the chafetz upon which they did meleches kibui? And the answer is the pecham. And therefore, according to Tosfos' sheet, and now that I define based on Migdash, litzorech ha-pecham, the only situation in which Let's take Rav Shimon Shita of Tzricha Leguf. I need a Tzricha Leguf. The only case in which I'd be chai from Leches Kibu is if I need what? If I need the pecham. If I don't need the pecham, that's not tzricha legufa. And we're going to see over and over again that Tosfos is going to come up with chidushim, and he's going to define something as ain't tzricha legufa based upon his thesis that the tzorech here is not just the tzorech for the ma'isa malacha. It's the tzorech for the chefetz upon which the malacha was done in the Mishkan. Let's see if we can develop this as we go along. Yes,
they never needed a nachash in the Mikdash.
They needed it. They needed to skin it. They used the skins for your reels.
For the nachash, they needed to skin it.
No, not nachash. We're not talking about nachash. We're talking about animals.
Further. If it has to be what was
the that's a good kasha. You're asking a different kasha. That's something that we can take up as a separate issue. Right now, we're focused on machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos. Dr. Joel is asking a different question. How far does the equation to Mishkan go? Do we have to define the chafetz in terms of its specific species? Do we have to cut it down to tachash and chilazon and say that if you capture a tachash, you're not chayev? That's a different issue. You know, if somebody once asked me, maybe if they sneezed in the Mishkan, maybe sneezing should be a malacha. So what exactly do we derive from the Mishkan? The answer is, we derive from the Mishkan the chafetz that we want to obtain. It doesn't matter what species that chafetz belongs to. In the Mishkan, they needed one species, you need a different species, but are you capturing it for the sake of the animal or the creature that you need? If you need that creature, that's called capturing. That's the way it was done in the Mishkan. Yeah, Mitch?
Rum has a third case. He says Mechaber Gacheles, and that he differentiates from the Nair, and I don't understand.
Oh, the Rambam Gacheles. Okay, maybe we'll get to the Rambam Gacheles. I don't know if we can cover everything.
No,
If we want to get to the Rambam Gacheles, we're going to have to open up a sugi, which maybe we'll get to today. Let's just, Rabosai, at this particular point, before we get to the Rambam Gacheles, let's just see if we can focus on these two definitions of Malacha, Hatzrich Leguf, Malach Shein Hatzrich Leguf. Rabosa, I want to show you an interesting Rashi on Daf Tzadi Gimel Amid Beis. Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rashi says the following. There's a discussion here, which is not relevant to us today, about what's the shear of Moleches Hotza. And Rashi says the following. Kol Molecha She'ena Tzricha. I don't know if you have the Girsa Leguf or not. Ela Lesalka Me'olav. Rashi has a brand new definition of Eina Tzricha Legufa and Tzricha Legufa. Rashi says the following, that Eina Tzricha Legufa means Lesalka Me'olav. He's not coming to create something in a positive sense, he just wants to
get rid of it.
Correct, he wants the Mesalik Me'olav. That's called a Malacha Sheina Tzricha Legufa. Therefore, Rav Shimon says if you take out the mess because you don't want the mess to be in the house, that's called Lesalka Me'olav. And that's not a Malacha Hatzricha Leguf. I saw, by the way, in the Masifta, he has a whole long list of Rashis. Maybe we'll get a chance to go through all these Rashis. That Rashi repeats himself over and over again. That Malacha Shein Hatzricha Legufa is Lesalka Me'olav. Okay, so that's a third definition of Ein Hatzricha Legufa. But now, I want to look at the Sugyan Daf Chav Tesamid Beis. The Mishnah on Daf Chav Tesamid Beis records a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham. According to the Tanakhama, Hamachabes haner mipnei shu misyore mipnei nochrim mipnei listim mipnei ruach ra mipnei achol sheyishon pot. Kechasal aner, kechasal shemen, kechasal apsila, chayev. Rab Yossi poter bekulon chutzmen apsila mipnei shehu ose pecha. Let's fast forward to Daf Lamed Aleph Omid Beis. The sugya.
Sorry, where?
Lamed Aleph Omid Beis. The sugya on Daf Lamed Aleph Omid Beis analyzes the Shita Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara vacillates, and the Imanif Shachet doesn't work out. The first possibility is to identify Rabbi Yossi with Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Malacha Sheinu Tzricha LeGufa is Chayav. So the Gemara asks, if that be the case, why is Rabbi Yossi, who holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Mechayev only in one particular case, namely Kechas al Apsila? Why should he be Chayev in all cases? Kechas al Ner, Kechas al Shemen. It says Rabbi Yossi Potem Mikulam Chutz Min Apsila. If on the other hand we identify Rabbi Yossi with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, of Rabbi Shimon, the Iker Rabbi Shimon Svirulei, is Malacha Sheinu Tzricha LeGufa is Potter, is Psila Nami Li Potter? Why is he Moda in the case of Psila that he is Chayev? Why should he be Chayev in the case of Psila? So the Gemara at the end of this Sugya quotes the explanation of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, this is about four lines up before the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Smirle. Rabbi Yossi should be identified with Rabbi Shimon. And that's why he's part of Bakula. Ayolesi, so why is he chayv in the case of Psila? Gemara says that this is a case, Hacha, Bipsila Shetzarach Lahavhava Askinon, Debahi Afilu Rabbi Shimon Modi, Dekamasake Mona. What happens over here? You have a candle that's never been lit. And if it's never been lit before, it's difficult initially for the wick to catch on fire. So what you do is you light it once, you extinguish it, and now it's perfect. Now it's ready for easy lighting. And the Gemara says in such a case, he's chayav even according to Rav Shimon, because he's metakein mon.
He's not chayav for kibui.
He's not chayav for kibui, he's chayav for tikkun mona. That's what it seems to say. And if you take a look in Rashi, Rashi says that even in this case of a psila shetzarach lahavava, which means a brand new psila, Rashi insists that if we go back to the language of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, and we read Rabbi Yossi carefully, even simply, straightforward, the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yossi, that he's chayev for what? For psila, and the Mishnah gives an explanation. Mipnei shehu oseh pecham. So Rashi insists that even in the case of a psila, what you're going to have here is a case where he's creating a pecham. Now, if that be the case, then the Gemara clearly is stating that the reason why Rabbi Shimon finds this as a malacha tzricha legufa, again, in many cases, it's going to be a malechas kilkul, that's the whole sugi here, but we found the case of a new ner where extinguishing the ner is not called a malechas kilkul. And then the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yossi, the way Rashi interprets it, he's chayav because it's a malacha tzricha legufa. And why is it tzricha legufa? Mipnei shoseh pecham. This would be a raya to whose shita? In the machlokes between the Rambam and Tosus. Tosus is shita. That you see that even in a case where he doesn't need the pecham, it becomes a malacha sheinu tzricha legufa. In other words, according to Rashi here on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the chiddush of kibui in a case of malacha tzricha legufa is that he's interested in asiyas pecham. This is against the Rambam. But again, keep in mind that this sugya is the sugya of Rabbi Yochanan. It's very interesting. If you go earlier in the sugya, there's a sugya of Ula, which is about six lines down, seven lines down to the wide lines, and Ula says, Leon Kareb Yehuda Svirale. And Ula identifies Rabbi Yossi with Rabbi Yehuda. And the reason why you need a pechum is a totally different reason. And that has to do with what's called Soser Almanas Livnos B'makom Acher. And the Gemara thinks that Soser is now a paradigm for many malachas, one of which is Mechaba. And in the case of Mechaba, you need Mechaba Almanas Lahavir B'makom Zev, Velo B'makom Acher. In other words, it could be that according to Ula, what generates a tzricha legufa is the fact that you need the kibui, but you have another problem over here, because kibui is by definition a melecha soser, and in a melecha soser you only chayv almanas livnos bimkomo, but not in the case of almanas livnos makom acher. So the requirement of pechon then has nothing to do with melacha tzricha legufa, melacha sheinah tzricha legufa. It has to do with the fact that it's a melech soser, and even Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yechai from melech shen tzrich legufi admits that you're potter in the case of melech soser, because that's called what? Kilkul. In order to convert it into a melech tikun, I need almanas livnos bimkomo, not bimakom acher, and that's why you have to have osa pechom. So anyway, if you get a chance, you'll go through this sugya. Maybe we'll get a chance together to go through the sugya. This requires a lot of study. But the bottom line is that Rashi learns the sugya the way Tosis learns Melechas Mechaba, that whether or not it's Melech HaTzricha LeGufa will be determined by whether you need a Pecham. And you're tempted to think that Rashi, like Tosis, would hold that if you don't need the Pecham, it's an Ein HaTzricha LeGufa. Tosis says the reason why Tosan Sadidal, it's Ein HaTzricha LeGufa, it's because in Mishkan, why did they implement Meleches Kibui? For the sake of a Pecham. The Rambam Lishitoso would have to learn like Ula, that the reason why you need Osa Pecham in Rabbi Yossi's frame of reference, even though Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, is for a different reason entirely, that Rabbi Yehuda agrees and he admits that if it's Meleches Kilkul, you're Potter. Whether it's Tzricha LeGufa or ain't Tzricha LeGufa. And in order to obviate the problem of what? Of Meleches Soser of Kilkul, you need Pecham, because Pecham is considered, as the Gemara establishes, to be Almanas Livnos B'makom Azim.
Is the root of the Machlokas here really defining what a Meleches Machsheves is? Because Rashi's been very consistent, I think, if I remember correctly, that the definition is really based on what went on in the Mishkan we saw numerous times. So essentially Rashi's this question is a Meleches Machsheves your Machsheves, or is it the definition of the Meleches Machsheves as described in the Mishkan?
For sure, Meleches Machsheves will be a precondition in any malacha, according to everybody. But the question is, what makes it into a Meleches Machsheves? The Rambam holds it's a Meleches Machsheves, you need the malacha.
Your Machsheves.
Correct. I mean, and the Rambam holds that, according to Reb Shimon at least, if you don't need that malacha, then it's not a Meleches Machsheves. Reb Yehuda says it's irrelevant, as long as you have kavana for the malacha, that's enough. And Tosis and probably Rashi introduce a whole other element into the equation, and that is Mishkan. Okay. Now I want to show you an amazing Ramban. If you take a look, either on the back of your Mar Makomas page, or if you will, on this page, which is Bar Ilan, you'll see the Ramban.
One's very long, one's very short. Is it the same one?
I think it's the same one, if I didn't make a mistake. Again, I always have the possibility of making a mistake. You'll see, if you have on the flip side of the page, a paragraph on the left column, which is paragraph number 3, V'ein ani omer ken. And in Bar Ilan, they do you the service of breaking up this paragraph into different parts. And that's why, Gedalia, it turns out that on the Bar Ilan page, it's much shorter, because the paragraph ends with the words Legufa Nikres. I think he on the bottom maybe makes this point. I'm not sure. In any event, here's what he says. The Einani Omer came to Mila Vadai Melacha hatzricha legufahi. We're talking about Melechas Chovel. And in the process of Mila, he removes the dam. And he doesn't need the dam. What's he doing with the dam? Even though we say B'damai Chayi, but he's not taking the dam and collecting it. Says the Ramban, Mila is a Melacha hatzricha legufa. What makes it into a Melacha hatzricha legufa? Says the Ramban, Shu tzorech shehei adam zeh mohu. Rambosai, what does that sound like in the machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos? Again, if you go back to the Mishkan has Meleches Chovel in the case of Chilazon. What was the purpose of removing the dam? They needed the dam for what? For Tchia, for a die. In this case, he doesn't need the dam at all. But what does he need?
He wants the chapel to be mahu.
Correct, he needs the meal itself, correct? So the chapel be mahu, as you say. I like that chapel. Alright? Umad domel zeh, Tosis, the Ramban gives an example. Hanotel tziparnov bekli, v'chein sfamo, shuchayev mishum tolda de gozes. Now in the Mishkan, why did they shear the sheep, the wool off the back of the sheep? Because they needed the wool, correct? And the Ramban says, v'afal pi she'eno tzorech legufa tziparnai v'asear, right, when he's trimming his beard or his mustache, he doesn't need the trimmings. Nevertheless, says the Ramban, Melacha tzricha legufa nikris.
That's what it's defined as.
Why is it tzricha legufa? Not because he needs the tziparnayim. The tziparnayim go into the rubbish.
He needs the cutting.
In other words, what the Ramban is doing here is he's defining tzricha legufa and ain't tzricha legufa in terms of the malach itself. Does he need the malach or he doesn't need the malach? From the Ramban's perspective, what difference does it make whether he needs the gziza for the sake of beautifying, you know, his pedigree dog, or he needs the gziza because he's going to take the wool off the sheep and weave it into a garment? In either case, he needs the gziza. And that's called Tzricha Legufa. That's the Rambam Shita. The Ramban is like the Rambam, meaning Tosfos here would disagree with the Ramban in three cases, in two Malachas, but three cases. Number one, in the case of Mila, Tosfos is going to ask the question, well, this is not the Heftza. He doesn't need the dam. In other words, the Meleches Chovel, when you take the dam out, that's not to improve the person by removing his dam. I mean, there are surgical cases where, you know, the dam is infected. I guess we have to remove the dam, but that's not what this is all about. Here, he's improving the nimol. Right? He's not taking the dam for the sake of the dam. He's taking the dam out for the sake of the nimol. But that still means he needs the mila, and therefore it's tzricha legufa. In the case of Meleches Gozes, Tosfos would argue, well, what are you going to do with this gziza? In the Mishkan, they needed the gziza, right? The davar nital. And he doesn't need the davar nital. He's trying to beautify his fingers or his mustache. Says the Ramban, it's tzricha legufa because he needs the gziza. So again, what we're talking about here is two different definitions of tzricha legufa and ainah tzricha legufa. The Ramban holds that, like the Rambam before him, that tzricha legufa depends on whether you need this maisa malacha. If you need the maisa malacha, that's called tzricha legufa. If you don't need the maisa malacha, except for circumstances that make you do the maisa malacha, then it's ainah tzricha legufa. But if you need the maisa malacha, that's called tzricha legufa. Tosfos, on the other hand, asks a different question. It's not enough that you need the malacha, but the question is, are you doing the malacha on a particular chayfetz? Is that the object and your purpose of tikkun? If it is, then let's look at the Mishkan, and we define from the Mishkan what is the object on which the malacha is done, and what is the chayfetz that's being improved. And if you have in mind to improve that chayfetz, that's tzricha legufa. If you don't have in mind to improve that chayfetz, to obtain that chayfetz, to relocate that chayfetz, then it's ainah tzricha legufa. The Rambam and the Ramban are not going to go that far. They don't require tzricha legufa because I need the chayfetz for this purpose I need the chayfetz. No, forget about that. Do I need the malach itself? And if I need the malach, that's enough to be machay of me. I, the Gemara says, according to Rashi on Daf Lamed Aleph, Daf Lamed Beis, that in the case of kibui, I need the pecham. Yeah, but that's not so. The reason why you need the pecham is because otherwise it would be a malech astira and a malech kilkel. That has nothing to do with tzricha legufa or ain't a tzricha legufa. And now I want to show you what Tosis would say about gozes. Let's look on Daf Tzadi Dalid Amid Beis. In the case where you're chayev, the Gemara says you need gziza b'kli, that's not for us now. You're chayev. And what is he doing? He's taking off his tziparnayim. He's shortening his nails. So Tosus says, dibra maschal b'kli, dibra maschal chayev. Hainu kirab Yehuda. Again, I'm not interested in how we paskin. What I'm interested in is how we define malach sheni tzricha legufa. And Tosus says that if you're taking off your nails, cutting off your nails, that's called eina tzricha legufa. Why does the Gemara say yechayev? Because the Gemara is reflecting the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that malach sheni tzricha legufa chayev. But according to Rabbi Shimon, if you have no interest in the nails, then it's not tzricha legufa. This is Tosus l'shitaso. Because Tosus l'shitaso holds that in order to make it tzricha legufa, I go back to the Mishkan and I decide what chayfetz am I in need for. If I am in need for the object that I'm taking in Intilas Hadora Nitol, in the case of Gziza, I'm chayev. If I have no need for the Dora Nitol, then it becomes an Eidat Tzricha Legufa, which is a machlokus between Rav Shimon and Chacham. The Ramban says on this Gemara that even Rav Shimon says Yechayev. Why? Because he needs the Netila. Even though he's going to take the Tziparnayim and throw it in the rubbish, it doesn't matter. He needs the Netila for the sake of the Nitol, not for the sake of the person whose nails are being removed, not for the sake of the nails at all. And now we get to Meleches Korea. Where is Meleches Korea? So on your list, you'll see it on the number 8. Tosis on Daf Kuf Heyamid Beis Dibra Maskil Ha. I hold this a wonderful way of getting our feet wet in the sugya of Meleches and Tzichu Kuf. It's a gigantic sugya. Tosis has a gewaldige chiddush here. He says there's a difference between korea, where he rips his garment al meso. In other words, he has one of his krovim that died and he's chayv in the midst of kriya, as opposed to a case of korea al yitzro. Yitzro meaning that he has a certain anger and he wants to, the Gemara's language, al chamoso. And he wants to relieve himself of that anger. And therefore he rips. So Tosus asks the following question. What's the difference between the two? Korea al meso on one hand and Korea al yitzro on the other hand. And Tosus says the following. That if it's Korea lasos nachas ruach li yitzro, then it depends on the machlokas between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda about Malach Shen and Tzricha Legufa. But if it's a case of Korei Al Meso, then even Reb Shimon would hold that you're chayev on Shabbos because it's a Malach at Tzricha Legufa. Says Tosus, what's the difference? About 5 lines into Tosus, 6 lines, he says, Havi Malach at Tzricha Legufa, Kevon Shehi Letzorech Mitzvah. That since he needs the kriya litzorech mitzvah, that makes it into tzricha legufa. Who does that sound like at first glance?
Sounds
like the Rambam, right? Mm-hmm. But you have to learn the whole Tosus. That's the problem. The whole truth and nothing but the truth, right? And Tosus explains in the last half of Tosus why kriya litzorech mitzvah is a tzricha legufa situation where even Reb Shimon would say yechayev. So you'll take a look, it's about 7 lines up before the end of the Tosus. And he says the following, Aval by Kriya, Kriyas Avel,
What is that?
Seven lines up before the end of the Tosus. Amol Gabi Kriyas Ovel Havi Tikun HaBeget. Wow, Tikun HaBeget. Why? Al Yideya Kriya Sheyuchal Elov Shabachol Shah. What is Tosus telling you about an Ovel? What it looks like.
You have to wear it.
That he's not allowed to wear a beged that's not karua. He can only wear a beged that's karua. So the tikkun is in the beged. Meaning, Meleches Korea has to create a tikkun in the object that's being ripped. In the case of Loseis Nachas Ruach LiYitzro, there the Moloch is done not for the sake of the Kriyas HaBeged, but for the sake of the person who lets out his anger, so to speak. He alleviates or relieves himself of his anger. Here we need Sam's help, whatever. Anyway, we have to assume the psychology of the Gemara is correct. That angry people should be ripping off garments. No, the Gemara talks about Baltashas. That's a different issue. Okay, fine. So Korea Loseis Nachas Ruach LiYitzro is a Malacha Shein Etzricha LeGufa, and that is going to be a Machlokas between Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. But Korea Meso, says Tosis, even according to Rav Shimon, is Tzricha LeGufa. Why? Says Tosis, he's being attacking the Beged. Why is he being attacking the Beged? Because an Ovel is only allowed to wear a Beged Karua. Fascinating. Now, if you take a look back in the, you know, back to the prime Tosis that we always go back to on Daf Tzadi Dalid, we didn't finish the Tosis. He talks about Meleches Korea. Let's see what he says about Meleches Korea. V'chein Korea. Okay, it's going to be hard for me to tell you how to find this. Because such a gigantic Tosus, it's about smack in the middle. What siman could I give you? And it depends on what kind of Gemara you have. But in my Gemara, it's parallel to Agos Habach Oz Gimel. But it's smack in the middle. The first one in line is Haner. V'chein HaKorea. Okay, now here you have to read this Tosus with the Bach. Now, I'm not always going to advocate that you have to read Tosfos with the Bach, but here you're in deep trouble if you don't read it with the Bach. The Bach has the following girsa in Tosfos. V'chein ha-korea b'chamoso o shover kelim le-mirme emsa a-inshi de-besa eino tzricha le-gufa. So he gives two cases. One is where he rips his garment out of anger, and the other is where he breaks kelim in order to impose fear in the heart, put fear in the Lord, fear of the Lord in the hearts of those who are around him, who he thinks are doing something they shouldn't be doing. And Tosfos says that this is a melacha shein etzricha legufa. Why? Says Tosfos, because in the Mishkan, what was the cheftz on which you did Korea and you were improving it? L'tzorech tikun dora nikra. Is Mamela, if you take this Tosus together with Korea al Meso, the Tosus says that the Ovel cannot wear the Beged unless it's Karua, then it means that the Korea was done with Tzorech Tikun HaBeged, Dobra Nikra. In the Mishkan they had a Darna, you know, there was some sort of a Tolas that caught its way into the fabric of the cloth of the Rios, and they had to remove that part in order to improve upon that part. So Tosa says that the cheftz on which you're doing the tikkun is the beged akarua. And therefore, he says the following, that if you're korea mechamoso, then your tikkun is not in the beged akarua, and therefore it's a malacha shein etzricha legufa. It's machlokas from Yehuda Rav Shimon. But if, on the other hand, you're doing a kriya that's metaking the beged, at least as far as the ovel is concerned, that itself makes it into a malacha hatzrich legufa, and even Rav Shimon would say it's kriya l'shem dovra nikra, it's a tikkun on the beged yechayev. Fascinating. Now I want to go back to the Rambam that we started with and read it one more time. Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. The Rambam gives us a long list of cases which are kibui she'eino tzarech legufa. The Rambam says you're chayev in all these cases because we pass like Rav Yehuda. But he's telling us in no uncertain terms in what cases would Rav Shimon say you're potter. So let's go over the cases again. Ketzav. So he has Lutzarech HaShemen, Lutzarech HaPsila, or Shalo Yisarev, or Shalo Yibaka HaCheres. Now both say, what's common to all these four cases? Again, these are all cases of Ein Etzrich L'Gufa, that for sure. But there's something very definitely that's common to all these four cases.
You want the candle extinguished.
That there is a Tzarech. My question to you is, what would the Rambam say in the case of Ein Tzarech Klal? I don't need it at all. I have zero Tzarech on it. That I think he would say that even Rabbi Yehuda would say your part. The machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is when you have a Tzarech, but not Lagufa Shel Malach. If you don't have a Tzarech at all, then even Rabbi Yehuda would say your part. Rabbi Shimon is postulating that you have some sort of a Tzarech.
Well, why would he do the Maisa if he had them so?
Oh, we can have cases where you'll see where he does the Maisa and he has no Tzarech. Okay, hold on to that in just a second. That's going to be the Sugya Vatzad Chilos. But before we get to that, are you with me on this point here? Am I reading the Rambam correctly? The Rambam is giving you four cases of Kibui which are dependent upon the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon because they all fill in the category of Tzricha but Lo Legufa. The Rambam is implying that if we shall lo litzarech klal, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that he's pot. And my question to you is this really so? Meaning, do all the Rishonim agree with this Rambam? I want to show you a sugyon daf mem aleph on the base. I'm not sure if I wrote in the Maram Kovah, so I didn't. Shun if I guess it. Mem Aleph on the base, you have it? Okay. Now this sugya is the sugya of Dover She'eino Miskav. And it has to do with throwing a very hot pot into a cold mikvah in order to warm up the mikvah, take away its chill. And the Gemara talks about mitzarif. That you'll see is the second word on the daf on mem aleph amin beis. Let's assume that mitzarif is maleches makav patish. If you hold ein binyan v'kelim, okay. I don't want to get into that whole sugya because that's not for us now. And the Gemara wants to suggest that if the Mishnah permits you to throw this kli that's boiling hot into a cold mikvah, and therefore you do something to the kli which strengthens the kli that's called mitzarev, then it's allowed according to Rav Shimon who holds Dover Sheinu Miskaven mut. So again, Rabosai, I admit to you that at first glance this sugya has nothing to do with our discussion today. In the context of this sugya, Tosis is going to analyze the sheet of Rav Yehuda about Dover Sheinu Miskaven and the sheet of Rav Shimon about Psik Risha. And all this has to do with a sugya called Dover Sheinu Miskaven. Tosis says Vikasha. Again, I'm going to try to see, again, it depends on what printing of the Gemara you have. But if you have the same printing that I do, there's Rabbeinu Nissen Gaon on the right, on the bottom right, and there's a squiggle on top of Rabbeinu Nissen Gaon. And a little bit above that squiggle, it says Vikasha. And he quotes a sugya Masechta Krisus. Or as Rav Lichtenstein used to call it, Krasos. Or Kratot, Jesus, right? So what happened over there? Omar of Ash. His intention was to extinguish the top coals. He's got coals on the bottom, coals on top. But as a result, Huvaru Hatachtonos, Me'alehen, which means that when he removes the top layer of hot coals that are burning, then on the one hand he's doing Meleches Kibui, but at the same time he's inadvertently doing Meleches Havara, which means that the coals on the bottom all of a sudden start flaring up. You know, the fire comes out of it. And the Gemara there, Rav Ashi there, analyzes a machlokus between Rav Lozer, Rav Tzadik, and the Chachamim, machlokus Tanoim, as to whether or not he's chayev for Meleches Havar. Tanakama Savar, the Tanakama holds that he's chayev. And why Kirab Yehuda? The Omer Dovashen Miskavein Asa. Again, it's a little bit complicated here because the word usur here is really doesn't cut the mustard. Yeah. You need a lot more than usur here because what we're talking about is a chiyuv chatos, not an isur derabbanan. So we'll see, we'll try to clarify this as we go along. So in any event, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, then he's chayev not only for kibui helyonos, but also for havaras hatachtonos. Because davar sheni miskaven is chayev. Okay, so you have to understand what that means. At this point, Tosis is saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a davar sheni miskaven is chayev achatos. That's a problem unto itself, but not for us right now. Uman de potar, the one who says he's only chayev for kibui and not for havara, sovala ki Rabbi Shimon, the other davar sheni miskaven mut. Alma, mashma, the davar sheni miskaven, osel Rabbi Yehuda. Afilu b'Shabbos minatora. Minatora means he's chayav malach d'oraisa. He's chayav achatos. So this is a gigantic problem because Tosus insists. This is the famous. This is the address of the famous sheet of Tosus that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds a kol tarkul davar sheni miskaven is chayav, but on Shabbos he admits that he's not chayav. It's only an isur d'rabban. And here's where the Talmud gets up and says malachas machshavas asur torah. Okay, fine. But in any event, that's not what interests me. What interests me is that Tosus is going to now set up a mechanics in which he's chayav a chatos for a davar sheni miskaven. He's chayav a chatos according to Rabbi Yehuda for being mavir satachtonos, even though he has no kavana to be mavir satachtonos.
It was a really a psik
ratio. In other words, there's no way that you could remove the Elyonos without, in some sense, being Mavir the Tachtonos. Ayin Shavim Masech the Krisos. Okay, now those are the details that you have to learn Krisos. Yevsha Klal Lechabas Elyonos in Lo Yuvaru Atachtonos. V'choshin Melechas Machshevus. Right, the whole point of Tosis was that Dovah Shedim Iskavit is a Chisar and it's an absence of what? Of Melechas Machshevus. And therefore even Rabbi Yehuda would agree as far as Shabbos is concerned that Dovah Shedim Iskavit is Patur. Here it's a Melechas Machshevus because of Psik Reish. Now we have a problem. The Gemara says that according to Rav Shimon, he's Patur for the Havar of the Tachtonos. Now we know Mother Rav Shimon Psik Reish. So how do you make this depend upon the Machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon? The Afal Gav Dehami Psik Reish, Patur Rav Shimon, Mishum Dehami Melocha She'ena Tzricha Legufa. So again, under the law of Dovah Sheni Miskaven, he would be chayav because of Psik Reish, even according to Rav Shimon. Ayin Gemara says here that according to Rav Shimon, he's Patur. Says Tosus, don't take the Gemara literally. Again, you have to see how he fits into the Gemara. The reason why he's Potter according to Rav Shimon has nothing to do with Dovah Sheni Miskaven because we're talking about a Psik Reish, but rather because of Malach Sheni Tzricha Legufa. It's that Rav Shimon, not that Rav Shimon, but this Rav Shimon. Says Tosfos, Di Eino Tzorech LaHavaras HaTachtonos. I don't get it. Tosfos is saying that whether or not you're Chayev for Havara LaTachtonos depends upon the machlokas Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda says that Malach Shen Tzrich Leguf is chayav, he's chayav for Havara. Rav Shimon holds Malach Shen Tzrich Leguf is part, he's potter for the Havara. Says Tosfos, and why does Rav Shimon say he's potter? Because Eino Tzorech LaHavara Satachtonos. He doesn't need the Havara of the Tachtonos.
Rabbanu Shalom, if he doesn't need the Havara, the Tachtonos, then even Rabbi Yehuda would say he's Patur. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayav, but only if you need the Malacha. Albeit for a different reason. You need the Malacha because you don't want the Shemen to go up in smoke, fine. So you Chayav. But here, Tosfos says he doesn't need the Malacha. If he doesn't need the Malacha, then why is he Chayav according to Rabbi Yehuda?
Well, maybe he means...
So just one second. Rabosai, are you with me on this? It seems that Tosis disagrees with the Rambam, if our deacon and the Rambam was correct, that the Rambam holds that even Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Ein etzricha l'gufa is chayav, b'chot you need the malacha. You don't need the malacha for the purpose of the malacha, you need it for another purpose. But you do need the malacha. Here's a case where you don't need the malacha. He has no benefit, no need whatsoever for Havaras HaTachtonos.
He does.
Okay, Gedalia says he does, and Berzot says he doesn't. So it's Machlokas Tachton, I mean Akron. So my point is the following. And I'm going to try to prove to you that Tosus L'Shitoso is going to say this Umetum, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Malacha Shein Etzricha L'Gufa is Chayav, even if he's Eino Tzricha, Klal L'Malacha. Our Diak and the Rambam might be correct in the Rambam, but not in Tosis. Tosis holds that if he doesn't need the Malacha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's Chayav. You see, the Rambam can't tolerate such an opinion, because the Rambam holds that you don't need the Guf HaMalacha, but you need the Malacha for whatever purpose you need it for, you need it. If you don't need it at all, like Rabbi Sachs was asking before, what is he, a Meshuggah? Why is he doing this Malacha? Yeah, he's doing this Malacha because he needs to do Kibui Al Ha Elyonos, but he has no need for the Havaras HaTachtonos. And Tosfos says, if he has no need for the Havaras HaTachtonos, then it becomes Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, and it depends on the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is going to say you're Potter, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to say you're Chai.
I want to say, you're Potter.
What do you say?
It should be mutter than pater.
No, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is pater avalasa. And Tosfos, for some odd reason, not the way the Rambam would classify this, says that if he doesn't need the Havaras HaTachtonos, that's called the Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. You and I would have said, that's not called the Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, that's called the Malach Shein Tzricha Klal.
Right.
But Tosfos assumes that that's called the Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Even if he has no need for the Malach, it's called the Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. If it's called the Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, Rabbi Shimon is going to say Pater Amalasa, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to say Chai.
I don't want to argue about Shitas Tosfos, but I want to say that from here you can't bring a proof, because I think that Tosfos, you could say that Tosfos is holding the Shitas. The definition of Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa was if it was done in the Mishkan. When he says here that Eina Tzricha L'Tachtonos, it means that by the definition of Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, he does need the Tachtonos because it is a psik reisha. Once you hold it's a psik reisha, in order to do the Mechav,
no,
the
Elyonos, you're making a major mistake. I'm telling you, this is going to take you down the wrong path. Trust me, I mean this for your benefit, not for mine. Psik reisha has nothing to do with Tzricha L'Gufa. If you're going to confuse that, you're going to end up in a blotter. Because one of the most challenging issues in learning Masechta Shabbos is understanding the difference between Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa and Dovah Shein Miskaven. And they're two different worlds. And never the twain shall meet. And if you can apply the principle of Psik reisha to Malach Tzricha L'Gufa or Eina Tzricha L'Gufa, you're going to get into deep, deep trouble. You'll be up to the blot until your knees. You're going to be a blot means a mud, right? But butts, you know, not the butts that we drink here, you know, this Turkish butts. Psik reisha might be able to create out of a davar shein miskaven a davar miskaven, but psik reisha could never be relevant to tzricha l'gufa and a tzricha l'gufa. Tzricha l'gufa or ain't a tzricha l'gufa depends upon what he wants and what he doesn't want. It has nothing to do whether it will happen or it won't happen. Tosfos is saying that he doesn't want to burn the Tachtonos. I would have said, but Mechilas Kvoda Tosfos, that if he doesn't want the Havaras HaTachtonos, then even Rabbi Yehuda would say you're potter in that case. Because Rabbi Yehuda requires that you need the Malacha. The Malacha is Havara. Does he need the Havara? Again, you may have situations where he needs the Havara, but he doesn't need the Pecha. Fine. Then Rabbi Yehuda is going to say Yechayim. But if he doesn't need the Havara at all, it doesn't do him beans, then even Rabbi Yehuda, I would assume, would say you're potter.
Why?
In other words, what I'm saying is that Tosu seems to operate with a very broad definition of Eina Tzricha Legufa. Yeah.
But if he doesn't need the Malacha at all,
right?
So then, what? Then there's some Malachas Machshavas. So why is
that's what I would say? That's what I would say. So let me show you a Rabbeinu Chanani, and you'll be very happy, Alan, with this Rabbeinu Chanani. Because you could have written this Rabbeinu Chanani.
I did.
You probably did. In fact, your original name is not Alan, it's Chanani, right? So let's take a look on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. And this is a fascinating Rabbeinu Chanani. I mean, the truth is that intuitively I would have written this Rabbeinu Chanani, Alan would have written this Rabbeinu Chanani. It's Mitbakesh Me'ela. So what's the sugi here on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis on the bottom? This is the sugi of Hotzah in the case of a kiss shel zav. Now a zav, in order to establish his, shall I say, the beginning of his journey towards Tara, he needs what's called Bidikas Hazav. And he has to guarantee that within a certain period of time he didn't see any Re'ias Zip. So what does he do? He puts on a kiss. He wears it on his body and that member in order to see, after he checks into the kiss and he doesn't see any ziva there, then that's the way he establishes that there's no continuous re'iyah because he needs ritzufin and therefore he's ready for tara. So the Gemara says in such a case that he's carrying the kiss from one place to the other, Rishus HaRabim, he should be chayav from Meleches Hotzah because he needs to be bodek through this kiss. So the Gemara wants to know, in what circumstance, in what case, can we be matir, under what, shall I say, in what scenario can we be matir, the zav, to carry the kiss? So the Gemara says it's a case where he doesn't need bedikah. He's not using the kiss as a bedikah. So the Gemara says if he's not carrying the kiss for purposes of bedikah, right? Shalomi boy leila sfira. He doesn't need it to break up the sfira of re'iyos, of gimel re'iyos. So then why is he wearing the kiss? I mean, again, we're not talking about a crazy person. So there must be a reason why he's wearing this kiss and he's carrying the kiss. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Zeira, this is the next to last line on Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Tana, we had high Tana, excuse me, Hu Di Omar, he's talking about a case of what? Of Atsule Tino. Now, even though he doesn't need the Bedika, but he does need to cleanse his body. And he doesn't want these discharges to end up all over his body. That's called Itsule Tino. And this Tana who says that he's allowed to wear this kiss, and it's not a violation of Aleches Hotzah, that's considered lo kachashiv. So Rashi has a very complicated approach to lo kachashiv. In other words, without Rashi, we're going to go with Rabbeinu Chananel, lo kachashiv means that when you talk about Aleches Hotzah, if you're carrying something because you need a bdika, that's called a tzorech that makes it into Meleches Hotzah. But if you're only carrying the kiss because you want to avoid the tinof, and that's not called a tzorech, you know, the halacha doesn't recognize itzule tinof as a chashivus, therefore he doesn't violate Meleches Hotzah. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, Alan, you could have written it, the last line on the page, if you have the same page that I have, he says, Tana kol tinof, call atzule ditinov lo chashiv le meleches machsheves. In other words, if atzule ditinov doesn't make your hotzah into hotzah litzorech, then that tzorech is completely null and void. If it's null and void, then he's doing meleches hotzah without a tzorech. Do you follow me? Again, not that he's a crazy nut. He has a reason why he's carrying this kiss. But that reason is not enough to register as a chashivus. Kol atzule mitinu of lav chashivu is memela. Rabbi Nachmanal says lo chashiv le meleches machshavas. Now, if you look at the sugi here on Daf Yudbeis, the Gemara says we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. This whole sugi is according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that melacha shein tzricha leguf is chayav. And yet, in the case of Itzule Mitinuf, he's not chayav from meleches hotzah. Why not? After all, you don't need a tzarech legufo. The answer is you need tzarech what? Lemelacha. At least that tzarech, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. Says Rabbi Nachmanel, here even Rabbi Yehuda would say you're potter because what? It's a chisaron of meleches machshavas. So even if you don't accept my diuk in the Rambam, you'll accept my diuk hopefully in Rabbi Nachmanel that you need chach some tzorech, and if there's no tzorech at all, then you're potter. That's not called a meleches machshavas. Rabbi Yehuda never denied meleches machshavas. Now, if this be the case, Rav Osai, then I don't understand the Magid Mishnah. What do I mean? Let's take a look in Perek Yud Halacha Chaf He. This is a Rama that I think we've discussed in the past. Remasim Hamazikim could go Nechoshim Vakrovim V'chayotza Behem. Afal pisha einon memisin, so there's no issue of what? Of pikuach nefesh. Hoel v'noshchim, since this is what we call tsar, mutar lotzid osam b'shabes. The Magid Mishnah says, I don't get it. The sugya in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Kuv Zayin in Shmona Shrotzim says that the reason why we matir capturing these very pestilous animals, creatures, is because Rabbi Shimon holds that melacha shein tzricha legufa is patur. What's he doing with these nechashim and these akravim? He's not selling them to the zookeeper for a high price. He just wants to destroy them. He wants to capture them so that they won't bite him. And since Malach Shein Tzricha Leguf according to Rav Shimon is Patur, Elo what it's also Mir Rabbanu, B'makom Tzar Lo Gozu Mir Rabbanu. Now Zoy Shteit, that's what it says in the Sugya Daf Kuv Zayin Ayin Shom. So the Magid Mishnah asks the obvious question, how could the Rama be Matir? Say das Nochosh. After all, the Rama Paskins in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin that we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda, that we accept the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, Malach Shein Tzrich Leguf is Chayav, Mabakum Tzar, you can't be Matir Malach Adol Raisa, you can only be Matir Adol Rabbanon. And that's what the Mishnah, this Magid Mishnah is all about. He asks a similar kasha on the Rambam earlier in Perek Yud about Mafis Mursa, that's an Aloch Yud Zayin. And there too, the Rambam allows you to be Mafis Mursa if you only need to get out the Lecha. And the reason for that is he's mitztayer, he's suffering from the lecha, and b'makom tzar lo gozer abona. The Gemara says at the end of Perek Shmona Shrotzin that the reason why you're allowed to be mafis mursa is because of Rav Shimon, melach shein tzricha legufa is patur avolasa. But here they were matir b'makom tzar. But the Rambam doesn't have that luxury because he paskins like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, melach shein tzricha legufa. Is chayav. So how can you say memakom tzar lo gozer abona? That's the Magid Mishnah. So based on this, the Magid Mishnah has a big chiddush here in Halacha Yud Zayin, a similar chiddush here in Halacha Chaf Hey, and Reb Chaim Brisker has his Torah on this that the Rambam is not operating here with Malach Shein Tzrich Leguf at all, but rather with Dov Shein Miskamin. It's very difficult to understand Reb Chaim because he's capturing the nachash, right? The Rambam spells out exactly what he does. Kate said, "Uosa kofar love is akli." It's hard to say that he's not miskamin here. Also, in the case of Mafis Mursa, he's creating a Pesach. Okay, he's only interested in getting out the lecha, but he's creating a Pesach. Why would the Rambam apply the principle of Dovah Shein miskamin? But that's Reb Chaim. And anyone who's interested in that, Reb Chaim is going to have to come tomorrow.
because that's really in Perikabona. It's not really in Perikabona. I'm still trying to find the distinction between the two prokem. It's really one and the same, but it's good for a fake. Yeah. Fig leaf. So on both sides, it seems to me that the Rambam understood very well that the halacha and the principle of malach shein tzricha legufa applies here in a way that even Reb Shimon, excuse me, even Reb Yehuda would apply malach shein tzricha legufa. Because again, Rabbo said, what is he doing with this nachash? What benefit does he have from this nachash? Anybody?
Nothing.
Zero, nothing. Here, even Rabbi Yehuda would say that we could apply the principle of malach shein tzricha legufa. There are two categories of malach shein tzricha legufa. There's one category of malach shein tzricha legufa where he needs the malach itself, albeit for a different purpose. And that's going to be a machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda says Yechai. But there's a malach shein tzricha legufa which even Rabbi Yehuda would accept the p'tur when he doesn't need the malach at all. So what's the malachi at Seder? What is he doing with this Seder? Just get this snake out of here. I don't want the snake. So it's Eino Tzricha Klal. Here also, in the case of Mafis Mursa, he doesn't need a Pesach. He's only trying to save himself, spare himself the anguish of this built up Lecha, you know, the pus that's building up underneath his skin because of this boil. So Mimela, the Rabbi would say that here we have cases in which even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's a malach shein tzricha legufa because eino tzarich l'malacha klal. It's not like the case of kibui where the Rambam gives you four examples of malachas kibui that depend upon Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and it's a malach shein tzricha legufa because he doesn't want to extinguish the light. The light is fine for him as long as he can somehow salvage the shemen, but he has to do the malacha because he's miskavim the malacha because he wants to salvage the shemen. Okay, he wants the malacha, but for a different purpose, a different goal. That's called Rabbi Yehuda's malacha shein tzricha legufa chayav. But if he doesn't need the malacha, he doesn't gain anything from the malacha, then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, as Rabbi Chananel says, lav malachas machshemesi. And he's potter. Is Mimela, I don't know if we have to go all the way with the Magid Mishnah, and with the with Rav Chaim about Tilei Tilim Shel Chidushim here to try to figure out why Tzedas Nachash is Mutar on Shabbos Kidei Shelo Yizoku, or Mafis Mursa Lotzim Ven Alecha is Mutar. Why is it Mutar? Because it's a Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa, as the Gemara says. But it's a Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa which even Rabbi Yehuda would accept. That's what I think. However, I have a Rashi which baffles my mind, and that's the Rashi that I mentioned yesterday in Shir, but you weren't here yesterday, so for you it's a Chiddush. So that's good. This is Rashi on Daf Ayin He, the Sugya of Tzad Chilozo. And the Gemara says that in the case of Tzad Chilozo, Vupotzo, he's not Chayev from Meleches Netilas Nisham. Why? Because he's trying to get the blood out. He's not interested in killing the chilazon, and it's a davar shein miskav. In fact, the Gemara of Abaye v'Rav, the Amrit Ravaye, Mod Reb Shimon b'Psik Reisha v'Lo Yomus, the shiny hacha, the kama the istei neshama tfei nichale ki heichid the litzal tzivet. Okay, so the Gemara gives some sort of an answer here, which is the basis for the Shita Sa'orach, what's called Psikresh Lo Nichole. That's not what interests me now. I just want to focus on Rashi, Dibra Maskil Tfei Nichole. One second. Yeah. Rashi says, Shedam Achai Tov Midam HaMes. So keeping the chilozon alive is in his best interest. The came on the call atzmo miskavim v'torech l'shomro shelo yomus biyado is afilu mes enkan elamis ask. Okay, now I want you to perk up your ears. Listen to what Rashi says now. V'chi mod Reb Shimon. When does Reb Shimon agree that you'll be chayev? for a davar sheino miskaven, because it's what? It's a psik resha. That's only the midi delo ichpasle im israme. He doesn't care one way or the other if it happens. Umiu ichavune lo mechaven. So Rashi says explicitly here that in the case of lo ichpasle, he's chayav. Rashi says that here he doesn't want the chilazon to die. But in a case where, not in Chilazim, but elsewhere, where he couldn't care less one way or the other, the lo ichpasle, then Rabbi Shimon is moded, he's chayav b'toras davar sheino miskaven. But I don't get it. Call it a davar sheino miskaven with a psik resha, and then since it's lo ichpasle, therefore he's chayav, because it's a psik resha. But what about malach sheino tzricha legufa? And not only that, this should be a malach sheino tzricha legufa that even Rabbi Yehuda would accept, because it's lo ichpasle. He gets no benefit from it. All right, I'll leave you with that question. It's a very thought-provoking question. I don't have an answer for that question.
I still don't understand, Rabbi. Rambam would say that there is a tzorech. How come you say it's not a tzorech klal? Tzorech is his protection. That's a tzorech. Why are you saying that it's not a tzorech?
That's not a tzorech. Tzedah means capturing something. It's
tzorech
with capturing.
Protection. It's not the way it's defined in the Mishkan. That's correct. But it is a tzorech. You can't have protection without capturing the animal.
Right, right. But again, the capturing of the animal doesn't interest him whatsoever.
That's correct.
He has no interest. And therefore, it's eino tzorech klal.
He does have an interest. It offers him protection, Rabbi. When the animal's in the cage, it offers him protection. It's just like mechaber saner for the shemen. He doesn't need to keep on air, but he does want the shemen.
Well, we'll talk about it later. I don't.